From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A monitoring group says a series of truck bombs in a Kurdish-held town in northeast Syria has killed at least 22 people, including several women and a doctor. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the bombs went off near a health center and vegetable market in the town of Tel Tamer in Hasakeh province. The Britain-based group, which has a network of contacts on the ground in Syria, said dozens were wounded in the late Thursday attacks. Tel Tamer is controlled by Kurdish YPG forces, which have for months been battling Islamic State extremists in the area with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes. The Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack in central Kabul Friday evening. A massive explosion, followed by bursts of gunfire, could be heard about 6 p.m. Friday in the affluent Sherpur area near diplomatic missions and government buildings. The Taliban said multiple suicide bombers attacked a guest house in the area and inflicted heavy casualties. There was no official confirmation of that account, however. The attack is said to have taken place near the Spanish embassy in the Afghan capital. The Taliban statement said the target was a guest house used by foreign invaders. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui tweeted that a car bomb appeared to be the source of the explosion. Heavy gunfire followed the first massive explosion, and a reporter near the scene said police reported at least three attackers were involved. Friday's attack in Kabul followed a 27-hour siege of the airport in southern Kandahar City on Tuesday. This is VOA News.